Just feeling signs of life for a while. Ordinary and precious signs of life. As if floating on a sea of softness. Allowing life to be alive. Letting our innermost deep mind, kind mind, make the movement of deciding, attending to something specific or being open in all directions. Settling down against the earth in body and mind like raindrops. Even when, even though there are layers of the mind activated, caught in habit, pattern. Even though, even when the mind goes, the attention goes by habit, by program. Even though the program of boredom, nervousness, or not rightness may be on. The discovery of what isn't dominated by even that state of mind, state of body. So first of all, what can feel, how the state of mind and body feels. And an innermost sweet place, maybe the sweetest, so sweet we can't stay almost. Letting that decide your day, your way of practice. In kindness to feel what helps towards freedom, loosening what's tight and filling and firming what's abandoned. Body can settle like the rain silently, pattering down, the mind settling silently, drop by drop. Experience falling into us quietly, drop by drop. And just allowing the contrast between that much dropped in and down, liquid, allowing. And what presence of power sometimes emerges. The more receiving, the more out of our own way. Resting into a sea of softness. Allowing the contrast that sometimes comes between that much release giving up, trying to control, allowing contact with ground, allowing personality to melt down, presentation, expectation, pressure to droop, to drop. But feeling also how sometimes there's a hum of power that comes. Enlivening the cells, bubbling up deep within. A different kind of power. Sometimes we need to focus silently on something specific, and we can review a few of the options mentioned. Also your own, following your own instructions as much as you can, rather than mine. So we could feel a need, which could be a feeling of upliftment, lightness, joy, or power, of remembering kindness and how it felt in the body, inhabiting that specific texture in the tissues. Where was that sense of smile? What did that smile in the chest do in the shoulder blade? Did it feel like cream or butter? Or dawn? Or a petal? Or lightning? Or we may feel a need, which could feel like a lifting up or a joy or a nourishment. Or spaciousness. When we're in touch with what's needed, it can feel like that. It could be that we need that opening to sound, all the directions. Like a deep lake that just receives the sound right through it. Knowing the difference between the movements of the mind in reaction to the sound, an image or name of recognition, and then maybe sometimes story. Of a limited meaning, we hear a cough or a bird's call. And usually some kind of dramatic, one-sided tale. That's negative or positive. we're about to be enlightened, or we're about to be in the hospital or something. And just again, rounding our receptivity out and letting the sound be round, be itself. Noticing how little effort is needed to receive that sound as it already was. So juicy. But still available for this sound or silence. Really still available for our own ready receptivity, how deeply available we are, intrinsically open already. Continually undoing our ways of trying to hear and letting sounds be already heard. And then maybe allowing that simplicity to also receive body. Maybe the lower belly. Could be a feeling of just gathering up from the sea floor, the sand coming, mounding up together in the lower belly. From the bottom, just gathering gently in the lower belly, under the radar. Not our usual way of trying to feel or be aware of. Letting the belly itself know itself without bothering so much the head about it. Not picking up the past about it. And gradually, as we're less and less freaked out by thinking and emotional reactivity, we just let that go on, that weather, that wind, that racket. Gradually towards more and more sweetly, continuously. Inside what calls you, which could be the ground, the sounds, the belly. It could be the whole breath or just the out breath. It could be that knowing what matters most and feeling the subtle texture rippling through the tissues and liquids of the body. Spreading out or staying spreading in. To yourself, to our world, wherever the need goes and flows. The joyful, life's need fulfilling itself. And sometimes just the openness itself, the fact of that openness of ours. Restful in the openness. Not only attending to things as they happen, not only attending to our receptivity to sense impressions, sounds and colors, body sensations, and even thinking. leaving room also for a kind of inward. Flowing nestle. Where we trust life going along happily in its own rhythm by itself. We don't need to watch it and give confirmation that it's happening. And so if a subtle goodness of just being here, or a subtle sense of just aliveness behind the scenes, or a touching in to somewhere in the heart, deep heart, that is the spot for you, wherever in the body or mind, through word, image, feeling, texture, intuition, whatever way. Sometimes we can just feel for our spot. At home. Despite anything that appears to be going wrong. Each in our own way that invents itself, not according to my mind's ideas or reading of the situation, but through feeling our way, best guess, what helps more just now. What way settles more into deep home? No proof, just a feeling. Already awareness, already okayness. As you are. As it is. Each in touch with aliveness in our own way. Equally good out-breath. Equally good intense sense of being touched or alive or just really simple openness. Equally good noticing story, feeling that in the body in a short pause and then back to the feet. All aliveness in different forms. No hurry, no worry, no push. Already we taste aliveness now. And it is good. Is anyone interested in asking or commenting or sharing anything? She said, I can't remember anything you said, though I heard everything, I think she said, that I said. Is that normal? First, we can say everything is normal, first of all. Just. And yes, also. There's so many different ways that our inner and outer situations are different from each other and also changing all the time. And sometimes there's more need to hear and remember and then to go back to, oh yeah, so that thing. And other times the, not that I decide the need, but the inner, the way it happens because of how the situation is constructed. Is another form of communication, you can say. Yes, ma'am.
When I let go of identifying with parts of me. Like, for example, my mouth or my breathing, I get gripped by an intense fear. So much so that my body is actually reacting. So.
And how does the letting go come about? Is it like deliberate or happening? By itself, and then the reaction. It just happens. Okay.
I think by having her teachings a lot about Mother Self and practicing for a long time.
It goes
to something new every time that I didn't realize I really identified with. So,
Okay, so sometimes there's the natural process of kind of going through the shock, the aftershock, and gradually that gets less. Maybe over decades, possibly. There's also where it may be time where there's too much teachings like that kind that I did remember and I did think about. With a sense of I'm not supposed to identify with even a little bit if hidden in there in an intention to find the identification to unhook it. So even if it doesn't seem to be a deliberate action, there could be a hidden intention that is too forceful, even a little bit. And what I mean by forceful maybe is not the kindness. Partly the kindness then, so some investigation through feeling of the underpinnings of identification. So the movement to identify with, even though I didn't notice it happening. Why, from where? So what wanted safety and held on to something? My bowl, my mouth, my voice, my foot, my liking, my disliking. So then we always have a chance to find the underpinning. That's the cool thing. And the emphasis less on, ugh, this greedy, nasty, devastating, identifying movement. We always have the chance to feel, ah, how it gives us a way to feel how vulnerable we feel. And then we hold on. How much the alarm system is on, and then, of course, naturally we hold on to something. And if I try, a child is holding on to the mother, and I try to tear the child away from the mother, it's so clearly, like, only in an emergency would you do that. And it's mostly not an emergency. So what's another way?
That would, like, completely revolutionize my practice.
Good. It's about time. You've grown to this point that, yes, everywhere, kindness. And so then that's another side of the project, we can see. It's just like dear, the sweetness of Ihis. All day long. In every way.
And I'm doing it now straight away.
Yeah.
Not
right, so that habit of thinking, we can feel the identification with that viewpoint as that, well, that's going to be my savior since I'm such a mess. And so the deepest hold is onto those most held, beloved beliefs. But it's helped you. Now you can feel that movement of gripping. We could maybe just leave out the word identification, identity, etc. for now. Bring it back in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Never. Just feel the gripping. Yeah. Yeah. So, but letting go of the disidentification police force by feeling the grip, and feeling the grip, then what happens? And so, okay, if we need some more... encouragement to really pour the tenderness in to the iris pot. If it's, because sometimes it's not enough to just feel how, oh, it's, but it's love and tenderness towards that iris who doesn't really exist. Like, we can't always feel how that slogan is a programming that's rejecting what we need to come to be present, to be felt, to be available. So it needs love and it rejects love, like a water shield. And it's so good when we can feel that. I mean, it doesn't feel good, but it's so good to notice, it's very humbling, but important moment. Again and again, important moment. The sabotage. What I most need, what I most lament not having, what I most think everyone else has and I don't, and so on. There's this inner aspect of water shield against it. So, for example, in the hear the Gautama Buddha's words about friendliness. It's really more than friendliness. the way we think of friendliness. Friendliness we think of as we give each other lots of space, and maybe nowadays don't even phone up. You should text rather than bother someone with a phone call, etc. Because it's like a mother for her only child. That much for all beings, but then that line that I know you know, that we could search everywhere in all the universes and all the realms and all the times, past, present, future, and any other kind of time, any other kind of place, any other kind of creature. And we would not find a being more deserving of that love than ourselves. There's no one who deserves your love more than you. It's very precise. He doesn't say we deserve it more than anybody else, but no one deserves it more than you. No one, no matter what situation, no matter how easy to love, wonderful, how desperate, so needing that juice. No one needs it or deserves it more than you. That much love, which is a bond, not a bondage, but a bond, a recognition of our interwovenness, interweavingness. Like a mother with only child. It is impersonal. It's the only way it could be that personal. And same way, like, it's so personal that it's impersonal. So impersonal that it's personal. So I would give you like at least 60% of your practice towards that today. I wanted to just mention in the hall, anyone who wants to play with another hand position or foot position from Jinshin Jutsu that I mentioned the first day, the shoulder, hip, or finger. There's inner knees also. But it feels like today might be good to hold the base of the big toe. Anyone who wants, anytime. So if anyone who likes to sit, whether in the hall or whenever, then if you sit cross-legged, there's a toe usually in reach. The main thing is the base of the big toe, but sometimes it's just nice to hold on to the big toe.